Well, we need to clean some things up. I think we had 9 penalties. It's not acceptable. Offensively, we had too many pre-snap penalties. I think with the first group, I think we did some good things, but I probably could have hit Donnelly on the one I went to Greg down the sidelines or tried to back shoulder Greg. Kind of just taking what the defense gives you there. I like the matchup, though, so I can't fault the decision there. But a safer throw would be the one to Donnelly. Threw two balls, obviously, that they weren't very good. The stick to Donnelly that was high, and the slant to Greg when they brought pressure. That was too far out in front of them. That could have been a bigger play. So obviously want to clean that up. A little rusty, but overall to get two scores and two drives, I felt pretty good about that.
It's got to be exciting, huh?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, we can do a lot of great things through the passing game. I think Coach would love to get the running game going as well. We got some exciting backs, did some great things on Saturday, 230 yards rushing, and really all those guys, including the young guy Sutton, who I thought had a great game. And it's just going to continue to get better. So there's going to be a great competition in the backfield, and the guys we got running and catching the ball, you know, second to none, I think, in the NFL. I couldn't be happy with the guys we got.
The offensive line, there's a little bit of maybe shuffling there. Breno's getting more reps with the ones. As you look at that unit, I mean, do you see it coming together? Is it... At some point here, are they going to have to stick with five? And do you think that'll be
well?
Good?
I think this is a big week. You know, I think really when you go into that third game, as we did last year, with Josh being in the starting lineup going into the third week. Third week is the week you really play like a real game. So I'd like to see those five really coming together and playing together in the third week when we play at least a half. So I think this is an important week. You know, to see how it shakes out. Obviously, Breno is in the mix at right tackle and. I thought the guys did a great job protection-wise up front. I'm not grading them, so I'm not sure, you know, kind of their steps and stuff in the run game. But protection-wise, it's great when you can sit back there and go through your progressions, as Matt did as well on the one where he went to his fourth read and hit James Jones for a big play on third down. Gives you a confidence about yourself when those guys up front are blocking well. And I like what we got going right now. I'm interested to see kind of what's going to happen after this week and how it shakes out for Arizona.
Regardless of who wins those jobs up front, is the trust factor there with you? I mean, like, hey, I mean, I believe in these guys. You're not going back to a quick at all, you know?
Well, I think one thing that gives you real confidence is when you have a security blanket like Jack Clifton, left tackle, and having Chad be able to be 100% or close to it, as close as he's been probably in the last 4 or 5 years, and be healthy, really gives you a confidence that your backside is going to be protected and any problems will be in your face. So. As a right-handed quarterback, your left tackle has got to be one of your best friends on the team and a guy you can really count on. And having him healthy really gives me a confidence about myself. And the other guys up front are competing. I think this is by far the most depth we've had at offensive line in the 5 years I've been here. So that's exciting. But also, you know, there's going to be a lot of jobs on the line here. And it's interesting to see how it's going to shake out.